Terry Blass is an Oregonian whose mom came from Mexico and dad came from Utah. He wasn't completely sure if he was Latino or Hispanic and found that friends didn't know the difference, nor did Latinos he met. Blass draws web comics for a living and decided to produce one on the question of Hispanic versus Latino.
Making the comic was just a fun educational way for me to sort through these terms that have always applied to me. It was almost a therapeutic thing to just create this little story, and I didn't expect it to get any attention.
His first research step was logical. He asked his mom.
She said in her eyes, Hispanic was someone who came from a country that spoke Spanish, and that Latino was someone who came from a country that was Latin American.
Blass looked at some studies and then reached into his old-fashioned box filled with drawing pencils and Japanese brush pens and got to work. He settled on definitions pretty close to his mom's. Latinos are from Latin America, basically everything south of the U.S. Hispanics are from countries whose primary language is Spanish. So, if I'm from Spain?
If you're from Spain, I would say that you're Hispanic.
Brazil?
They speak Portuguese in Brazil, so I am told by the Brazilians I know that they're Latino and not Hispanic.
Mexico?
I would say both.
Blodgett, Oregon?
I've never been. I would say Oregon. I guess it depends on who you are in Oregon.
Blass's definitions have been challenged, but Erlinda Gonzalez-Berry, a former OSU professor who wrote the book Mexicanos in Oregon, says he's on the right track. She says in Spanish, Latin America is either America Latina or Latino America, and that's where the word Latino comes from. But the U.S. Census has a different definition. Charles Reinerson at Portland State University coordinates census data for Oregon. He says the census asks if you are Hispanic or Latino.
It's somewhat similar to how they ask about other races, such as Black or African American. Those are just a matter of preference of the individual. Hispanic and Latino are interchangeable.
Reinerson says that preference varies depending on which part of the country you're in.
A large number of American Latinos prefer the term Latino over Hispanic, and that was especially true in the western United States, where the majority of our Latino population is of Mexican origin.
Terry Blass now thinks of himself as Latino and Hispanic, and his comic has gotten attention from Latino media around the country. But what does his mom think?
My mother read the comic and requested a few copies. I think she liked it. I think she enjoyed it. That felt nice.
Blass's comic, You Say Latino, has gotten 200,000 hits and counting. For KLCC News, I'm Jacob Lewin.